fear, kill, and destroy from all God's people, all of us, how, by lack of knowledge. As long as he can keep us from knowledge and quality knowledge of what God is doing and what God said from the beginning, not just in the beginning, but from the beginning, then he can continue to rob us, man, you know, of our thought and our power. That's why the Bible says don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Because if you are, he come and take you captive at his will. And listen, the only way we can destroy the works of the devil, man, listen, we got to use the weapon. The weapon is the two-edged sword, the word of God. And the way you men destroy the works of the devil, you expose him. He a thief. He's not a robber. He steals unbeknownly. He keep you from the knowledge of men how to get our healing, how to get all our needs met. Listen, even though God has said that, that don't just happen. You got to learn how to appropriate all those exceeding great and precious promises that God has given us, man, into our lives. Don't just fall upon us like ripe cherries out of a tree. That's ours. That's our inheritance. But you got to go get your stuff. You got to partake of it. You got to claim it. You got to grab a hold of it. You got to seize it. It's yours already. And in order to do that, you got to know something. You got to know how. See, it's one thing to know that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. It's another thing to know, man, okay, how I get my healing that I'm healed by. How I get that, what the word say. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. That's what he's talking about. And as we sojourning through this world that we live in, even though we're in it, but we're not of it, we fall. So forgive us, Father, of all our faults and all our mistakes. He said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. If any man say he without sin, he'll lie and the truth ain't in it. But if you confess your faults, he's faithful to forgive us. Can't you confess your faults to any and everybody, man? Confess your faults to some people, man, they usually. He know, he say, confess your faults to God. You go to him. He the one that cleanses you. Not people. He the one who washes you white as snow. And boy, I'm telling you, man, he'll clean you every time. Here's just one requisition, boy. That the same way he love you, and the same way he forgive us, and the same way, man, he readily available, man, and his grace and mercy is available to us, man. He say, hey, your neighbor, anybody that's nearby, people, mankind, what you asking of me to forgive you of all your sins, then you do the same to them. You forgive them of all their sins and their trespasses against you. That don't mean that you got to invite them into your house and have be friends. No, but you do have to forgive them and move on. And don't let the blessing of God be damned in your life. Listen, all those things that I tell you about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and all these things I've been sharing on this radio broadcast for the last few years, it's for this purpose right here, you know. That you might come on into the kingdom. That you might come on into that governance system. That you might come to the knowledge, man, of that governance system. The governance system of God. The kingdom of God. Listen, the kingdom of God is not a religion. The gospel of the kingdom of God is not a religious message. It's a spiritual message, but it's not a religious message. It's not a message that's designed to aid and support man and what they can do for God. It's not that. It's a government. It's about a government. It's about a system. It's about a pattern of operation. A kingdom, man, is government. It's not religion. It's a territory over which a king has power and control and influence over. And it has laws, and it has a governance system, and it has subjects and citizens. Don't have no members. All the people in the kingdom, boy, all that can come into the kingdom are more than just members of a church. You're citizens of a kingdom. So you can be a member of a church, man, and split hell wide over. But baby, when you come into the kingdom, your eternal destiny, boys, already set in course. What's your eternal destiny? That you're going to be in his image and in his likeness, ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever. That's the end. He said it in the beginning of your Bible in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. That's the end. And then in chapter 2, he started, but he showed you the end first. Why? That's the end. That's the end of your life. When it's all said and done, there it is. What? I'm going to say it one more time. God said, let's make them just like us. And let them, man, be king over their domain in the earth. Not over people, but over their territory, over their circumstance, over their situations, over their symptoms. Let them be king over there. Instead of circumstance, situation, symptoms, sickness, disease, poverty, pandemics, all this mess. Instead of it dictating to them, let them master it. Let them rule over it. Boy, the winds and the waves started blowing. Jesus stood up out of the boat, man, and spoke to it, and it ceased. They say, my God, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. I told you like that brother say, system override. Hallelujah. Well, boy, that was a governing system that he came with, man, that I'm talking about, brother, override everything that's in this system that you live in right now. Because in this governing system that I'm talking about, you got all power. In this governing system that I'm talking about, man, you're the head, not the tail. In this governing system that I'm talking about, man, all your needs are met. In this governing system that I'm talking about, man, you have favor with God. In this governing system that I'm talking about, you have everlasting life. In this governing system that I'm talking about, you got an army that protects you. You're a citizen, man. And boy, just like this governing system that we have, you have armies and everything else to protect the citizen. Boy, you got angels, man, protect you and take care of you and watch over you and keep you in all your ways. The devil's job is to keep you from the knowledge of things like that so that you don't learn how to operate in things like that, so that you continue to just deal with the circumstances, the situation, the symptoms, and the ruling authority of this governing system that we live in. Still under the beggarly elements of this world. Still letting this world, man, and its dictates and all this, man, corruption and government, man. It got good in government, too. Listen, Adam didn't just eat off the tree of evil. They ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In this world system that's motivated and influenced by the devil, it got good in it, too. But it got so much evil, man, that you don't even know about. And the good in it, man, is like a bait over a good hook, man. The good is the good bait, but other than that good, man, is corruption. And evil. And the end lead to destruction. That's the hook. If you continue to allow that to dictate to you without finding out, man, what God is doing. See, we know about more about, man, what everything else is doing on this earth and everything else. And there ain't nothing wrong with you having the knowledge of that. But if you don't know what God is doing, then you'll be under the beggarly elements of this world. But if you knew what God was doing and what God has done, what has he done, Arthur? Man, thanks be unto God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Where you have an inheritance. And then your inheritance is in light. What? Illumination and information. And knowledge of what you have and what belongs to you so that you can go and claim it. I told you once before in this broadcast, if somebody left you $1 million and it was legit and everything was in place and the money was in the bank, and, man, all you had to do, man, was go and get it, man, then a devil in hell could stop you, man, from pursuing, man, your $1 million. You know what I'm saying, boy? If you knew all the things that God has done for us and that God has provided for us, and all about this kingdom that's our inheritance, that belongs to us, that we have been translated into, that we have been born again into. And you learn, man, about that kingdom and the laws that govern that kingdom and how to function in that kingdom and how to live in that kingdom and how to walk in that kingdom and how to talk in that arrangement, that governing system, man, how to be in that right there. Man, let me tell you something. You won't worry about nothing. That's why, man, John was able to go down into that oil, man, that man wouldn't worry about nothing. That's why he loved his life, but not even unto death. And do what you want to do, crucify me. Another bold boy, Peter, say, listen, I ain't worthy enough to die like my master. Crucify me upside down. Them three Hebrew boys, man, David, man, when he was in that secret place of the Most High God, man, he wasn't worrying about nothing. When he faced Goliath, man, he wasn't worrying about nothing. In fact, man, he didn't wait for Goliath to attack him. He attacked Goliath. He attacked the enemy. Hello. And not only did he attack the enemy, man, he destroyed the enemy. Listen, if you don't attack your enemy, man, listen, there's a war going on that we hadn't got into. That's in future lessons, man. There's a spiritual war going on, spiritual warfare in this earth. And I don't care who you are. It don't matter what your credentials are. You cannot avoid that. You cannot get around that. Ain't no places that you can go. Ain't no way on this world that you can go. Ain't no bunkers that you can hide in. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, man, is, man, a product, man, of that spiritual warfare that's going on in the unseen realm. A warfare. For control. Over you. The devil and his angels, boy, and I'm talking about and all your angels. The devil and his angels, man, are to keep you from the knowledge of, man, what God doing. Through circumstance, situation, and symptom, and allowing you to stay preoccupied with that without ever learning another knowledge, man, of what God doing. Because he used circumstance, situation, and symptoms too. But if you don't know his circumstance, situation, and symptom, and how he operate in it, then you'll still be under the bigly elements of this world. Let me say it another place, boy. It's not enough to be in the secret place of the Most High God. It's not enough to be in the Garden of Eden. It's not enough to be in the Ark of safety. It's not enough to be in the Promised Land. It's not enough to be in the secret place of the Most High God. That's a good thing, but that's not enough. When you get into that place and that place is available to you, and that's God's invitation, man, from Christ all the way up to now, man. Come, all you with heavy laden, and find rest for your soul. And learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. But you cease from all your works, man, and you get in on a completed work, man. And you will work that work. Instead of trying to work your works to get to what you want to be, you will enter into, man, my works. What work? Jesus' works. And you know what about his works? His works is completed. Then you won't be trying to get right and trying to make it in. You'll just start becoming who you already are. He's already perfected you. You are already perfected in Christ Jesus. Let me say it again. You are perfected in Christ Jesus. You are being made perfect in Christ Jesus. Man, in this kingdom. But that's why I say when you get into this kingdom, not enough just to be in there. Now you got to grow up in it. You got to learn some things. You got to learn the functioning principles of it. This kingdom has laws. This kingdom has, man, a government. This kingdom, man, and if you got to learn the functioning principles of it. It has a culture. It has a pattern of operation. It's totally different, man, from civilian life and the life that we know. Kingdom life is different. One writer said in the New Testament, he said, boy, you are a chosen generation. You're a peculiar people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. So you've just been operating in your priesthood. You don't know about what a royal priesthood. That's a king and a priest. If you're operating any other way and don't know how to function in it, then all you'll be operating on is your priesthood. That's your religion and your rituals and your ceremonies and everything else. And that's all fine and dandy. But, baby, if you don't have your crown on, even though you're operating in your spiritual authority, you won't be able to reign in life. I'm going to say it again. You won't be able to reign in life until you put your crown on, until you come to the knowledge that you're a king. You hear me say on this radio, and sometimes Bishop introduced me, King Arthur, that's right. I know who I am. It don't matter about your opinion. I ain't talking about like these earthly kings. But the circumstance, situation, and symptoms in my life, I ain't talking about in your life and nobody else's life. I ain't trying to force that on nobody else. Hey, listen, but all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms in my life, the good and the bad, I rule. They don't dictate to me. Boy, when, let me tell you something, when my back get all against the wall, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't get all nervous and sugar up, man, and got to get on Prozac and all that. No, man, I already know the end. I win. Not going to win. I done already won. The game already over with. I entered into a rest, man, where I'm just watching it, man, the playback. Listen, when your team won the Super Bowl, man, and you looking at last year, man, Super Bowl, man, you don't worry about, man, if your team throw an interception or if they fumble the ball, man, on some play, man. Why? Because you already know the end. You know that they won. You just watching it, man, unfold. But when you get in the kingdom of God and start learning how it functions and how it principles and how it operates and everything else, boy, you'll just – you'll know, man. You'll know the end from the beginning. You'll enter into that place of rest where you cease from all your works, and, man, you enter into, boy, a completed work of what God has done. And, boy, what he started, he finished. The Bible said on the seventh day he ceased from all his work. He saw that it was all good, and the Bible said on the seventh day he rested. Jesus Christ, after he came and redeemed our life from destruction, died up on the cross, boy, he said, Father, it is finished. So the Father God has finished, man, what he started in us. That's why the Bible says he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete it. And listen, Jesus Christ, man, and God lost his family. And boy, he sent his son, man, to find his family and get his family and bring his family back. When he lost his family, man, became a product of this world system that we live in with all this corruption that's in it. And boy, he sent his son down, man, from the original place, man, looking for, man, you and I. Looking for lost children of the Most High God. Looking for lost kings, man. Kings that don't know they kings. Rulers that don't know they're rulers. Saved people that don't know they saved. Heal people that don't know they heal. Bless people but don't know they blessed. Love people that don't know that they're loved by the Most High God. Boy, his son came down here, man, and found us and redeemed our life from that destruction and put us back in our place. And when you come back into that place, man, it's like being born again. When you come back and listen, when a baby's born, he don't know how to walk and talk and feed himself or none of that. It's the same thing. When you come into God's kingdom, man, you don't know how to walk and talk and live how God wants you to live. That's why I say you got to grow up. It ain't enough to just to be in the kingdom. You got to get under the ministry, man, of God's word and allow God's word to build you up. Paul said it this way, I commend you or I place you under the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up, not hype you up, build you up, grow you up. Why, man? So that you can get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. Listen, the heir, as long as he's a child, is no different than a servant. That's in the book of Galatians. But he's under governor and tutor until the appointed time. In other words, you got to grow up. You got to learn some things now. Baby, let me tell you something. When Prince William and the other prince was born with Diana, man, listen, they took them children from that baby, man, from day one. From their mama, man, and she didn't have just free reign and free authority. Know what, man? They started training them up from day one, from the day they were born. A different way of living. They don't live like we live. They don't even wave like we wave. They don't act like we act or none of that, man. That's a whole different lifestyle. That's a royal. And from day one, man, they start being trained, man, how to, man, be rulers. Well, they taught, man, how to reign, man. They taught how to rule. They taught how to portray the right character and the right nature, man, as that of a king or a ruler, a queen or a ruler. They taught that. Well, it's the same thing. When you come into the kingdom of God, man, you got to be taught the functioning principles so you can learn how to reign in life. Otherwise, man, life will continue to reign over you. And even though you be in the kingdom, you be like them 10 spies when they went into the promised land. They saw all the giants and everything else, and they come back and saying, man, yes, God is a good God, and yes, the land is good, and yes, God is a healing God, but my high blood pressure or my cancer or my this or my death. Or you'll be like Joshua and Caleb. Yes, they got some giants in the land. And yes, we're going to face some issues. Yes, that devil going to do everything he can to try to stop us from getting our inheritance. But, baby, Jesus Christ had already defeated him and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from him. We'd be more than able to go in and possess everything that God, man, has for us. Everything that he created us to be. Everything that he created us to have. And everything that he created us to do. You got to know that. You got to know that you can. In the kingdom, man, there's different laws. The original laws. There are laws that supersede the law of Moses. There are laws that God, man, Moses gave. God gave Moses some laws, man, but people died from Adam all the way up to Moses. Why? Because of another law, man, that came after the law of life. What God said, let's make him in our image and our likeness. Here come an enemy. Hath God said, tempting Adam and Eve. And, man, they fell short of the mark, man. And they gave the authority and dominion that God gave them, they gave it over to the devil. And he plunged our earth into what we have here today. Again, Jesus Christ come to get that back and, man, restore that atmosphere, that environment, that world, that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that governance system back on the earth. Now what we got to do when you come into it, man, you got to learn how to function in it then. You got to be trained up and edified and built up. That's why he posted, that's why he gave us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, what, to train you up, man, how to reign in life, man. Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us in the book of Revelation, man, chapter 5, verse 9 and 10, because of what he done for us, we have been made unto our God, kings and priests. What's the matter, Arthur, man? We know how to operate in church. We know how to have good church, but we don't know how to reign in life. God said, I got a kingdom of ignorant kings. Don't misunderstand that word. This word, when I say ignorant, I mean kings that don't know they kings. Not knowing. That's the ignorance that I'm talking about. What you don't know. Not in the derogative way, man, but, man, I'm talking about a lack of knowledge. A kingdom of kings that don't know how to reign in life. Why? Because they ain't been taught that. They don't even know too much about that. They know about Christian religion, but they don't know about, man, the kingdom of God. Listen, I'm going to throw this out here as my time about to roll up. You do the math. You do the math. How many messages, man, I'm talking about, have you heard? Man, everything was about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and the gospel of it, that's yours and that's your inheritance and that it belonged to you. And how to operate in that. How many messages have you heard on that? You do the math. I'm talking about with the central theme of every message. The central theme of it is the restoration, man, of God's kingdom. Don't misunderstand me now. I'm not saying, boy, that the words that you've been hearing ain't right. Man, those are all good words, and those are all words, man, that are incorporated in it. But those words got to be preached in the light, man, of the kingdom. Not in the light of your Christian religion or your denomination or your philosophy or your concepts when you haven't gotten the precepts together, the original intent, the original idea. If your precepts are wrong, then your concepts are going to be wrong. Listen, the average believer, man, think they're going to spend eternity in heaven where God is. That's not what the word teaches. The word says you're going to spend eternity in heaven on earth. That's in Revelation chapter 20. The new city come down, and they shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. Where? On the earth. To fulfill that, man, prayer that we start off with, man. What? Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? So that when your rule is set up on the earth, then it can be on earth just like it is in heaven. And earth will be a colony of heaven. And we'll be walking and talking with you all through the days of our life, all the days of our life, in the cool of the day. Won't be no tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and just all them other good trees of peace and joy and fulfillment and happiness and everything that pertains to life and godliness. just eating off all those trees all the days of our life, just eating off what you say, Father, just walking and talking with you, and all them trees that you're talking about is what you're telling us and what you're saying to us, Father, and us being that and having that and doing that. Listen, that don't have to be in the sweet by and by. That start in your life right here. The gospel that I'm talking about, the gospel of this kingdom that I'm talking about, the good news about it that I'm talking about, this is what Jesus said. Repent. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. I couldn't have bring that government back. I couldn't have bring that pattern of operation back. I couldn't have bring that system back on the earth. And not only if I'm going to bring it back on the earth, man, but I'm gonna pay the penalty for your sin so that you could be cleaned up, so that you could come back into it. But let me tell you something. Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom, and nor can corruption or anything come into that. And all of us, man, were dead in trespasses and sin. All of us. Why? Because we all sinned. And because of that, man, we got separated from that place. That's why Adam got put out of the Garden of Eden. Why? Because he separated from that place. Because of sin. That's the second law. What law is that? The law of sin and death. Because first thing God said, man, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion. The next thing God told him, man, listen, you can eat off all the trees, but if you eat off that tree right there of good and evil, then you're going to surely die. That's a law too. But that law came after the original law. The Bible said it this way, man. The promises that God, hallelujah, thank God. I thank God for my prayer line. I got to mention, listen, God said, boy, let me tell you something. The promises that God gave Abraham, can the law that came 430 years later make those promises of none effect? No, sir. So you think, man, what the devil came and did in the Garden of Eden and deceived Adam and Eve and got them off course toward the destination that God set for their life, man? You think, man, death that came after man, the law of life, can nullify what God said? Ain't no way, baby. That's impossible. I say it again, boy. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, to those who may have come into the kingdom, to those who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior, man, those who believe in him, even though you might not know it, boy, but that opened the door to the kingdom, man, when you came in there. That opened the doors for you to come boldly past the courts, past the gates, past the courts, past the religious rituals and the ceremonies and everything, all the way back into the presence of the Most High God. You think the devil did? He say, why? No condemnation, those who walk after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, watch this, Romans chapter 8. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do through the weakness, man, of my natural man and myself and my inability, because I've already fallen, man, for what I could not do in myself, couldn't save myself, God sends forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, and condemned sin. That condemned, man, the law of sin and death. That declared a law of sin and death, man, not suitable for use against you. That law supersedes the law of sin and death. It's time for me to start wrapping up. That law of the Spirit of life supersedes the law of sin and death. Just like the law of lift supersedes the law of gravity, that law, that original law, supersedes, man, the law of sin and death. Listen, church, God's counsel going to stand. He wants you in the kingdom, and not only do he want you in the kingdom, but you got to grow up in the kingdom. You got to get up under man in the kingdom. You got to read and search and get in your relationship with God and your word of God in the light of the kingdom. Not your religion. In the light of the kingdom. Not your denomination. Not your church. You can bring your church and your denomination into the kingdom so that you can influence it. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. I didn't get a chance to say a lot of things, but it'll come to pass. Hey, we love you. God bless you. And what we want you to do is to know that love and the fullness of it. Stay tuned to our radio broadcast. I promise you, you haven't heard nothing yet. All we've been into for the past 2 years is just the introductory into the kingdom of God. We haven't started building yet, but we're going to see manifestation as we start to build in this kingdom. hey, listen, I love you. My wife and I, Gail, send the blessing of God to you. If you want to contact us, 713-870-3777.